What is happening? This is a Nintendo PowerCast Mini. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and we are talking Monster Hunter Sunbreak. That's right. Monster Hunter Sunbreak has shipped 2 million units. 2 million units. So what I do want to say, quick shout out to Capcom. Thank you for the game so that I could cover it. So you guys are seeing my gameplay here. Game provided by Capcom. Want to make sure that's noted ahead of time. But I'm looking at a Nintendo Life article right now, and we're looking at the two million units. Now, this is for Switch and PC. Mainline game already moved 10 million. And Monster Hunter as a whole has shipped 84 million units worldwide. This series is no joke. No joke. Very, very popular in Japan, and they've continued to make the game more user-friendly. Now, if you've never jumped into a Monster Hunter game, or you may have played Monster Hunter World on your PlayStation or your Xbox or PC, the games are a little different. I would say that World is maybe a little more of an arcadey experience compared to what I would consider the mainline games, but still a great starter for most. And I know a lot of people went from World to Rise. And Rise is, there's a lot. These games, they can be a little bit daunting. They can be a little bit overwhelming. But if you have a good community to play with, you can jump in and really enjoy yourself. The great thing about Rise and about Sunbreak is that you can start. I started this mission, and all this mission was easy. This was just hunt 15. You can see on the map there, if you're watching this on YouTube or Spotify, you can see the little dots of the monsters that I had to hunt. They were just small monsters. I had to kill 15 of them. Just a real quick and easy mission. But when you start the mission, you can set it to where people can randomly join you. Like, it almost like an alert goes out that people can join and help you out with your mission. So even if you don't have a big community to play with or a lot of people on your friends list, this game makes it so that you're not stuck just playing it by yourself. And really, that's where this game shines. You don't want to play Monster Hunter alone. There are some people that do it, but for me, it's always been about playing with people. The little bit of time that I put into Sunbreak immediately was with Nightcrawler. Like, Crawler and I ran through, got to the new location, got the DLC unlocked, all that stuff. And it was just great. Like, and you know, we're exploring the map and remembering the controls. There's a lot to these games. There's a lot to them. So they can seem a little bit overwhelming, but I'm here to tell you that I don't spend a whole lot of time in a lot of the depth that this game has to offer. I'm mostly about hunting and making my armor, and that's basically it. But if you want to go much deeper, that is there. That is available to you. So depending on your style of play, they've really set this one up, I feel like, in a way that allows you to play how you would like. For me, I'm more about, let me get the action, let me get the armor. I don't go real deep with this. I may at some point take that step, but currently I do not. But it is an option depending on how you like to play. Some of you might be wondering, how many hours do I have in this? I have 65 hours in Rise. Sunbreak, I just started with. I haven't been playing that much. But depending on how things go, I could see probably putting at least another 30, if not more, into this. And honestly, I'm kind of tackling this one a little bit differently. The way these games work is you can play key quests, and then that will typically unlock a higher rank once you do your key quest. That doesn't mean you have to do everything, but I'm kind of just consuming all the content this time around and just knocking out each quest. And then you go back and you farm the monsters that you want for the armor that you're looking for. And that's just another carrot on the stick for this game. So one other thing I want to mention is, very soon, with probably this week, I'm planning on putting together a community calendar for different game nights. So if you are a Monster Hunter fan and you want to be able to jump in and chat with a bunch of other fans, like while we all go and hunt together, I want to say jump into the Discord, n64josh.com/discord, and get ready to do some hunting. Now, if you're brand new to the series, I will tell you this. I will help some new hunters start to level up as well. And we might have some other people. I know Crawler's leveled up pretty high, and I know Johnny is as well. And there's some other people in the Discord that are pretty leveled up. So I want to make this kind of a community event. So if you're thinking about getting into the game for the first time, jump into the Discord, let us know. And probably Friday or Saturday this week. So we're looking, I'm going to pull up my calendar real quick, but we're looking at probably the 8th or 9th, we will be doing a Monster Hunter community night. And so if it's a series you want to jump into, let us know. If you're planning on just doing some Sunbreak, we might do that as well, but it's going to be a hangout in the Discord. We have multiple voice channel rooms, so we don't have to have too many people in one, so we can all kind of chat and do some hunts together. But I think it's going to be a really good time. I'm excited about just doing some gaming with the community. So if that's something you're interested in, remember there is a link to the Discord in the description of the video and in the description on the podcast player. And we'd love to get some games with you guys. So jump on in. Again, if you're new to the series, we'll do some tutorials and help you get started on this game. It is a ton of fun, and I can guarantee if you are a fan of like third person action adventure games, this is really one that you should try. I know it can be a little bit daunting. I know that it looks like there's a lot to learn, but it's not as bad as you might think. So highly suggest jumping into it. Very excited to see the success of Monster Hunter. 2 million units shipped for Sunbreak. That is fantastic. The base game has done over 10 million. That is amazing. They still got a long ways to go to catch World. World has shipped 21 million units, which is just such a monster number. And I love hearing that from one of my favorite game series. So again, you want to jump in, let us know in the Discord. We're gonna have it set up either Friday or Saturday night. And I can't wait to get some games with you guys. So thank you so much for watching. Remember, we do have the new Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/NintendoPowerCast to get the NPC Wired, which is After Dark and not family friendly, but we have a good time with it. So hope to see you guys over there as well. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.